It's here and now. Will the deal go through? That's the question being asked today after news broke last night of former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer's deal to buy the Los Angeles Clippers for $2 billion. Shelley Sterling, the estranged wife of embattled Clippers owner Donald Sterling, announced that she had signed a binding contract with Ballmer without her husband's permission. Bloomberg Radio's Bob Moon, who public radio listeners may remember from his longtime home at Marketplace, joins us now from New York with more on this. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to be here.
Well, can Shelley Sterling really make this deal without Donald Sterling's approval?
Well, that's really the open question right now. Of course, Donald Sterling has sort of been vacillating back and forth on this question. The idea at first that he wanted to give Shelley Sterling the authority to go ahead and sell the team, and then his attorney said that he was taking that back, that he in fact wanted to challenge this whole thing in court. And then we understand there are published reports, unconfirmed, that Shelley Sterling went ahead and had Donald Sterling declared unfit, mentally unfit, to make decisions regarding his team. And his wife, Shelley, claims she now has the sole authority to make decisions on this sale.
And the NBA would have to sign off, too. What about that? Are they going to say yes to this sale?
Well, we have heard in the statement that was released by her law firm that indeed this deal has been sent to the NBA Board of Governors for approval. Of course, the board had been set to vote on terminating this ownership by Donald Sterling in a few days, and this could sort of make that question moot.
Now, Bob, this is a $2 billion deal. This is a team, we should remind people, that was bought by Donald Sterling back in 1981 for $12.5 million.
Mm-hmm. And that $2 billion deal would be a basketball record. It would be one of the highest grossing deals in sports history. The question then becomes, what does Steve Ballmer see in this as an investment? Of course, in Los Angeles in particular, we've seen some fairly big sports deals lately, one involving the L.A. Dodgers and Magic Johnson and a group of investors. They're hoping to make their money back through television deals. Will that be Steve Ballmer's focus? We'll have to wait and see.
Well, and Steve Ballmer would not be the only Microsoft executive to own a basketball team. The founder of Microsoft, the co-founder, Paul Allen, already owns the Portland Trailblazers.
That's right. And of course, Steve Ballmer has long talked about wanting to get into the same sort of business, if you will. And that may be why he feels that it's OK to spend $2 billion. This is something he's looked forward to for a long time.
And there may be some people who are hearing this and saying, wait a minute, this guy said these racist comments, he got in all this trouble, and now he's about to make a couple of billion dollars on a team sale.
Yeah, you know, we've had some discussion here in the Bloomberg newsroom about the idea that Donald Sterling, in making these comments, may have actually, in a very bizarre kind of way, increased the value of his team. Would this have been the asking price had this controversy not erupted to begin with? That's a question, of course, we'll never be able to answer for sure.
So what's the likelihood at this point that this ends up in court and there's a long, drawn-out legal battle over this?
Well, we have heard from Donald Sterling's attorney that he still insists he does not want to sell the team, that he continues to want to fight. Of course, the full force of the NBA may be behind Steve Ballmer. In a statement released in Ballmer's name by the law firm for Shelley Sterling, Steve Ballmer thanked the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, for working collaboratively with him on this. And so it would seem that the NBA has already thrown its support behind this deal.
That's Bob Moon of Bloomberg Radio joining us from New York. Bob, thanks so much.
Jeremy, thank you.